Most women think perfectionism is a personality trait, something they were just born with. But it's not. It's a survival strategy you learned before you were old enough to even question it. And today, we're going to talk about where it actually came from and what it's costing you. Welcome to Midlife Unfiltered. I'm Heather England, psychotherapist, certified sex therapist, and someone who left the corporate world and went back to grad school at 49. I'm proof that it's never too late to go after the life you want. This podcast is for women who are done performing, done pretending everything's fine, and ready to have real conversations about identity, about desire, about the life you actually want. Last year, I did something that felt surprisingly radical. I sent a Christmas card that took me 20 minutes to make. In past years, it took hours. It caused me genuine stress each year. I needed the right photo, the right clothes for the photo, the right template for the card, the carefully curated family update. Everything had to be just so. But this year, I literally snapped a photo at Thanksgiving of my husband and me with three of our grandkids. Everyone was laughing. My grandson had been crying about something, and my son-in-law did something ridiculous, and suddenly we were all cracking up. And I used that photo. I think my grandson and my husband have their mouths open. They are laughing so hard. It was just so fun. I found a simple template online. I wrote a short update, done, in like 20 minutes. And what surprised me wasn't the time I saved. It was realizing how much emotional energy I'd been pouring into Christmas cards for years. Oh, the dread I felt, the pressure, the way something that was supposed to be connecting had just become another performance in life. And letting it be good enough and not perfect freed up energy I hadn't realized I was spending on things that honestly didn't deserve my energy. And the really ironic thing is that I had so much positive feedback about this Christmas card because I just think it captured the moment of fun. And it wasn't like the perfect cards of the past. So it was really interesting that people responded to the fun spontaneity of all of it rather than this like perfect image of the perfect family. Most people, when they hear the word perfectionism, they think high standards, conscientiousness, wanting to do things well. Some people even wear it like a badge. Oh, I'm such a perfectionist. But that framing completely misses what's actually going on. Women that I work with aren't suffering because they care too much. They're suffering because perfectionism has become exhausting because it stopped being about excellence a long time ago and it became about something else entirely. It became about avoiding criticism, preventing rejection, securing approval before someone even has a chance to take it away. At its core, perfectionism in women is almost always a survival strategy. It's not a personality trait. It's not an identity. It's a strategy. And here's why that matters. Survival strategies don't just disappear because we intellectually recognize them. If perfectionism were simply a bad habit, we'd let it go the moment we saw how miserable it was making us. But we don't, because at some point it worked. It reduced chaos. It earned us praise when we were children. It created safety. It helped us feel acceptable in an environment where being ordinary or messy or being fully seen didn't feel safe. We didn't learn to be perfect because something was wrong with us. We learned it because we were intelligent enough to adapt. For me, perfectionism began early, and it began with my mother. And I'm going to share this because maybe some of you will recognize yourself in my story. My mother expressed love through criticism. I understand that now in a way that I couldn't when I was younger. She was really trying to protect me. She was trying to shape me into somebody who would be okay in a world that had not been kind to her. Helping me be perfect was somewhere deep down her way of making sure I'd survive. So I learned really quickly that approval came through performance, that love had conditions, that I needed to get things right in order to feel valued. I needed to earn good grades. I needed to be polite around other people. God forbid, I always had to cross my legs and not sit with my legs apart. All of those things, they worked. For a long time, they worked beautifully. I got those good grades. I earned the praise. I became the capable one, the high achiever, the woman who had it all together. And the moment I had to really look closely at it was when I noticed myself doing the same thing with my own daughters. I repeated the same exact patterns that had been done to me without even realizing it. And I didn't want to hand that down. I didn't want them growing up believing that love or worth had to be earned through flawlessness. That was when I started asking myself, what am I actually sacrificing to keep this up? What am I sacrificing to try to be so perfect? Because I didn't want my girls to have to do that. Here's the thing we need to know. Even if our family systems didn't install perfectionism in us, our culture is absolutely ready to finish the job. We are surrounded by messaging about who women are supposed to be. Be beautiful. Be pleasant. Be accomplished. Be nurturing. Be a good girl. Be everything to everyone and make it look effortless. And social media didn't invent these pressures, but it perfected them. We can now watch carefully curated highlight reels of other women's perfectly designed lives, perfectly decorated homes, perfectly balanced meals, and perfectly toned bodies around the clock. And then we can feel quietly terrible about ourselves in comparison, because that's what social media does. The result is what I'd call chronic self-surveillance. Women start to avoid photos. They criticize their bodies constantly. They're always putting themselves down. They chase impossible standards and call it self-improvement. I tell clients who don't want their photos taken, 10 years from now, you'll look at this photo and you'll think you look beautiful, and your family will be glad to have the photo. So take the damn photo now. Let your family have images of you as you actually are, not as you think you should be. The culture is going to keep feeding us this bullshit constantly. Our job is to stop cooperating with it and to see it for what it is. Here's the clinical truth that I want you to sit with for a minute. What protects us early in life often harms us later. Survival strategies are incredibly adaptive until they're not. And the place where that flip becomes most visible is in midlife, when the cost-benefit equation completely reverses. The perfectionism that kept us feeling in control starts to cost us creativity, rest, and the freedom to be fully known by the people we love. The perfectionism that kept us safe in an unpredictable childhood costs us authenticity in the relationships that actually matter as adults. And we look in the mirror and see a body that isn't cooperating with those impossible standards. And we realize we can't keep carrying every role perfectly without paying a serious price. And quietly, sometimes not so quietly, a question starts to surface for us. What am I sacrificing to keep this quest for perfectionism up? And that question is the beginning of something really important. That's part of your midlife reckoning. I have watched women get stuck on this constantly. Letting good enough be good enough is not the same as giving up. It doesn't mean settling. It doesn't mean we stop caring or that we lower our standards or really stop growing. What it means is that we choose to stop performing for an approval that we already deserve to have unconditionally. Good enough looks like letting the house be a little messy when people come over, going to Target in your sweats, bringing a store-bought appetizer instead of spending 3 hours in the kitchen to impress people who honestly don't care that much. When I stopped spending hours on a Christmas card, I didn't think, well, that was a mediocre holiday gesture. I thought, huh, now I actually have time to sit with my family tonight and hang out. That's not lower standards. That's better priorities. And here's a part that matters the most. When we stop performing for approval and start actually trusting ourselves, when we decide our worth doesn't have to be earned and re-earned every single day, we get back more than time and energy. We get ourselves back. And that shift from perfectionism towards self-trust is honestly where I see the most healing happen in midlife. Not in grand gestures, but in small decisions to stop performing for other people and to start choosing yourself. Here's what I want to leave you with. We didn't become perfectionists because something was wrong with us. We became perfectionists because we were smart enough to figure out what our environments needed, and we adapted. We survived. But surviving and actually living are two very different things. And at some point in midlife, the strategy that helped us survive starts getting in the way of our lives. So the question I want you to sit with this week is simple. What would you stop doing if you truly believed your worth wasn't on the line? What would you let be good enough and not perfect? Thanks for listening today. If you're in your I don't give a fuck era and you're ready to create a better life, subscribe to the podcast, share it with a friend, and find me on Substack. Just search A Midlife Reckoning or grab the link in the show notes. I'm Heather England. Until next time, my wish for you is a life that's actually yours, not what's expected of you, but what you want, yours. And one more thing that I want to share for both ethical and legal reasons, and that is that everything I share on A Midlife Unfiltered is not intended to be therapy or medical advice. It's for educational purposes only. If you listen to this podcast and it deeply resonates with you and you know there are some things you need to work on to improve your life, I encourage you to seek out counseling or the advice of a medical doctor if you think that is something that would help you to create the best life for yourself. Thanks for understanding.